Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity voice coach, top-selling author, and founder of The Voice of Success Live. I'm working to make the world a better place, one speaking voice at a time, starting with yours. Today, I want to defend a speaking habit that seems to be the talk of the town, no matter what town you live in. This particular habit has been harshly and, in my view, unfairly condemned in the media. It's called upspeak. Out of a presumably good-natured desire by a few individuals to save the world from some potential negative effects of upspeak, the general public has been swamped with articles and news stories portraying upspeak as if it was the worst thing to happen to the English language since texting. But as a voice coach and verbal strategist with a degree in music, I believe this negative portrayal has hastily backlisted upspeak without acknowledging its actual benefits. As a result, speakers are avoiding or denying a speaking advantage that's waiting right on the tip of their tongues. Let me bring you up to speed on the discussion and then uncover the ways in which upspeak can benefit you. First, some background. If you learned English in the USA, you know that we raise our pitch to a higher note at the ends of sentences when we're asking a question. For example, honey, did the kids do their homework? Upspeak, also known as rising inflection or uptalk or a valley girl regionalism or high-rising intonation, it has so many names, is when we use that same question-like intonation of raising our pitch at the end of the sentence before a question mark and then apply to it to sentences that do not have question marks and are not asking questions. For example, the weather's really nice, or I love my dog. Now that we understand the terminology, here's a summary of the news coverage. Upspeak has been portrayed in the media as a speaking style used mostly by people under 40, and according to Bloomberg, it's often associated with Disney Channel loving tweens and valley girls and dismissed as a marker of immaturity and airheadedness. Forbes magazine was a bit less harsh, but they still cautioned when they discussed the negative impacts of upspeak on your career. And NPR dedicated an entire interview that I listened to all about the negatives of upspeak. If upspeak is really as damaging as those news outlets alleged, then why is it used so frequently? A New York Times article responds that it's trendy, while others like the BBC say it's just a subconscious habit that people can't get rid of. In my assertion, this coverage has overlooked the fact that upspeak doesn't exist in just one variation. In fact, there are